This is "He Ain't Wrong, He's Just Different," written by Riv Sticks and read by Flower Parish. This is a Night at the Museum fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Jedediah/Octavius. Abridged summary. Jedediah is angry with himself, and Octavius is just a little bit slow on the uptake, but they figure it out in the end.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Looking back, Octavius thought, he should have seen it coming. Unfortunately, he hadn't, so he was trapped in a sticky situation of his own making, not for the first time. It had started during one of their YouTube binges. They relied on autoplay for most of their videos, since it was easier than dragging the mouse around, but the method had downsides. The computer got ideas, sometimes, and it would give them something that wasn't even close to what they were looking for. They'd started the evening with cat videos, for God's sake, and somehow they'd ended up watching sweet and sappy videos of men proposing to their partners. Octavius had thought most of them were quite sweet, but they had seemed to rattle Jedediah in a way he couldn't quite place. He'd shifted away from him, so their knees weren't touching anymore, and that had just been the beginning. He shied away from their casual touches, went quiet at weird places in their conversations. He even declined an invitation to go joyriding. Something was clearly wrong. The pattern continued for 4 nights before Octavius had enough. He strode up to where Jed sat against the wooden walls of the American buildings, determined to have a productive conversation. "Why have you been avoiding me?" he demanded. Not a great start. "What? I haven't..." "No," he said defensively. "You have. You haven't even come close to me for the better part of a week." He softened. "I'm concerned. Should I not worry about a friend?" "Not if it's me. I'm fine." "You are not." "Am so." "Are not." "Am..." "Oh, for Christ's sake. I've been mad, all right? Not at you. It's something else." "Talk to me, Jed. Tell me." "Quit pushing, pal," he warned. "I ain't in the mood." "I'm just trying to help. Who are you so angry with? Why won't you tell me?" "It's me," he exploded. "I can't ever keep a good thing good, all right? No." He laughed, but there was no humor in it. "No, you know what I did instead? I went and fell in love with my best friend. I couldn't just be normal. I had to ruin it for myself. And I know it would never work. We're too damn different. But here I am anyway, full of so many fucking feelings that I don't know what else to do with myself. All I can do is get mad at the unfairness of it all. And myself. God, I'm..." He sighed, letting his shoulders deflate. "Jedediah," he said. 100 thoughts flashed through his mind. "He's in love with someone. He didn't tell me. That doesn't matter. He's entitled to his privacy. But why is he so angry if he's in love? It's supposed to be joyous. Is there something I can do? No, not if I don't know who he's talking about." After a long pause, he asked, "Am I not your best friend?" "Now you see the problem," he said bitterly. "Go away, Octavius. I don't want to do this to you right now." "I'm not going to leave you. Just go," he snapped. Octavius went. Octavius felt strange as he left, like his skin wasn't sitting correctly. He shifted, adjusting his clothes, but nothing relieved the feeling. It was, he realized, a deep-seated sense of wrongness. Something wasn't adding up. But what? What was he forgetting to consider? He glanced at the car as he walked out of the hall, but he couldn't imagine driving it without Jed. He didn't know how to work the machine anyway, so it wouldn't have been much use to him even if he did decide to take it out alone. He kept walking. Perhaps he could catch a ride with Teddy. Teddy was feeling quite chatty, something for which Octavius was thankful. He didn't like arguing with Jed. It put him in an odd mood, dulled his sense of purpose. Though he wasn't a Roman, Jedediah was the best right-hand man he could have asked for. They'd achieved more in a year of cooperation than they had in 50 years of war. If only we'd settled our differences earlier, he thought. We could have had so much more time together. Above him, Teddy was enthusing about Sacagawea. He ignored him. The man's devotion to his lady was admirable, but it always felt strange and slightly awkward listening to him gush about his woman. It was easier to think about Jedediah and his strange behavior. Teddy kindly deposited him on the front desk and walked away without so much as a word about his quiet demeanor. He sighed, feeling tired already, and began to climb down to the lower shelves. He was just retrieving snacks from the private stash he'd built for Jed when it hit him. Oh, he breathed, fumbling the edge of the plastic bag. The bag slumped and fell to the side, spilling cornflakes across the shelf. The feeling that had set his skin crawling was jealousy. Jedediah had said he'd fallen in love with his best friend. Octavius had never thought that he wouldn't occupy that position. And I want it to be me, he said aloud. He cursed, bending down to pick up the fallen cornflakes. I'm jealous, he muttered as he cleaned up the spill. I'm jealous. This is ridiculous. I don't even know who it is that I'm envying. He straightened, bearing an armful of cornflakes. Now that he's had his space to wallow, maybe he'll be willing to talk like an adult, he thought, still slightly annoyed. The West was unusually empty when he returned with his cargo. The crowds that normally thronged the pathways simply weren't there. Jedediah, I come with a peace offering, he called, holding up his stack of cornflakes. Jed, are you around? I'm back here, came a voice from the back of the diorama. Octavius started walking. What's your peace offering? I brought food, he yelled back. Cornflakes from the desk cache. Jed's head poked out of the nearest tent. Are they the sugar kind? Of course they are. Come on in. He waved him through the flap. Octavius ducked into the tent. Sorry for the mess, Jed was saying. I haven't cleaned this place out in a while. Aw, there's dirt on the floor. Here. He swept his hat off, setting it open side up on the floor. He took the stack of cornflakes and set them in the hat. It ain't fancy, but it's better than dropping them in the dirt, he explained. It's a fine solution, Octavius said, watching him dart around as he quickly tidied the tent. I didn't know you kept a journal. Jed paused, holding an armful of his writing supplies. This? It's nothing special. The pen's about the fanciest thing I own, he said, raising it so the metal tip glinted in the low light. And the inkwell never runs dry. Another gift from Achmenra's tablet? Hell if I know. I try not to think about it too hard. Here. Now we've got a little space to sit. He dropped into a cross-legged sit atop the bedroll. Octavius joined him on the floor, tucking his legs under himself. He didn't often concern himself with propriety around Jed, but this was one habit he couldn't break. Jed snorted quietly. What? Nothing. You just sit like the ladies do. He cleared his throat and looked away. Hey, look, I know why you're here, and I'm sorry I snapped at you earlier. I let my temper get the better of me, and I shouldn't have said what I did. No, I understand. I have an apology of my own to make. I should not have pushed. It was rude. However, to me, you are my greatest friend. His stomach twisted into inexplicable knots, but he pressed on. I realized tonight that it might not be a mutual feeling. I understand that you have friends other than me. I shouldn't have assumed. That's not the problem, Oct, he said quietly. You're the best friend I could ever ask for. That's the problem. The pieces were beginning to slot together. So, what you said earlier, I love you. He watched the line of Jed's throat shift as he swallowed. I really do. I'm so in love with you that I don't know what to do with myself. And I'm sorry, because it's not what you deserve, but it's the truth, and you have a right to know. Sorry, he echoed. Why? What do you have to apologize for? Where do I start? He looked away, out through the tent flap, into the wide expanse of the hall. Even without the hat to obscure his face, he was impossible to read. You know, this was so much easier when you hated me. I never hated you. What? I never did. I've always respected you as a leader. Even when we were fighting at every opportunity, you had qualities I admired. Really? He stopped. Had? You still have them, he said, exasperated. Of course, now I know better. Excuse me, he said, offended, but Octavius kept talking. I mean that I know you better. Before, you were Jedediah, that stubborn cowboy with the mad ideas and surprising upper body strength. And now? Now, he continued, I've come to appreciate your stubbornness and mad ideas and upper body, or your impressive strength, and now you're my greatest friend. Yeah, that's the problem, he repeated, reaching for his hat. Can't we just... Octavius caught his hand and looked into his face. Jedediah. Jed. He swallowed. I have never cared for another person as strongly as I do for you. Do you understand? Don't do this, he said, meeting his eyes and almost whispering. Don't give me that hope. I'm fine, all right? He moved to pull away, but Octavius held on. What hope? I'm right here, he said, shifting his grip, holding tightly to his hand. I'll always be here. That's all I want, to help, and I will do anything in my power for you. Your happiness is paramount, don't you understand? I love you. He felt slightly dizzy. I love you, Jed. Boy, you know how to make a guy feel special, he said, half laughing. Did you just realize that right now? No, he said, lying through his teeth and smiling anyway. Maybe, but can you blame me? You know I always think best when I think aloud. Jed interlocked their fingers and squeezed. You better mean this. I do. I don't think I've ever meant anything more. He looked down at their linked hands, then up to meet Octavius's eyes. So, what now? He shifted his attention up, away from Jed's lips. I mean, where do we go from here? I don't know what I'm doing. Octavius's face split into a wide grin. Oh, I'm certain we can think of something. Yeah, I still haven't touched those cornflakes. He sighed, fondly exasperated. You're impossible. Jed grinned right back at him. Yeah, but that's why you love me. The end.
Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take him.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.